A little trumpet. God save the new king, third in line to the throne. There is a new royal presence, 8 pounds, 6 ounces. Prince William and Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, gave birth Monday to her first child, their first child. An 8 pounds, 6 ounces, as I said, boy. 4/24 is when the child was born, 14 hours at London St. Mary's Hospital. And the world is waiting with bated breath for the name of this new baby prince. Not really. Some people are. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, my. All roads lead in different directions, don't they? Sounds like something Yogi Berra would say. There's a fork in a road. Take it. Which way? All right. Some people are taking the wrong way. And one of those people got smacked with a very, very big fine. We're talking about a major suspension from the world of sports. We'll talk about that coming up round the bend during this hour. Also, we can count because it's all about numbers, baby, and we got some big numbers for you coming down the pike. But before we get there, there are a few other things that have happened around the world and closer to home that could have you buzzing. One of them is a story that broke about George Zimmerman, who helped pull out a man from a car that had rolled over an SUV in Florida a couple of times. He was with his family, and the family safe and sound. And when the sheriff showed up, they asked what happened. George Zimmerman pulled me out of the car. No joke. It was right there at an intersection on a major highway in Sanford, Florida. Because really, he hasn't been seen since the acquittal too much, though he is staying put in his hometown at this point because of all the conversation across America, the protests, the death threats, and everything in between. His family, including brother and his mother and father and whatnot, are contemplating what to do next for fear of going into their house. Something might happen because it's a constant, apparently, message after message after message of threats as to how they're going to die and what's going to happen to them, which is very, very sad. Typical of a case that explodes this way. And Sanford, Florida, no stranger to the controversy. If you remember, just a year ago, we were talking about Casey Anthony and the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, and many people thinking she got off with murder, and they were trying to hunt her down, or at least verbally they were saying so, and she went underground. But as I said, he hasn't done that so far at this point. He's not running around town, but he did. He was in his car when that SUV got into trouble, and he jumped to the rescue along with somebody else that happened to be passing by at that point. Isn't that interesting? Because what if he didn't get out of the truck? That's, you got to ask yourself that. It pulls over. There's a little bit of a fire going on. You got 2 kids there, and they made sure that everybody was okay. And then he took off. He took off after that. All right, speaking of emergencies, this is a crazy story. Earlier in the day, somebody tweeted this to me to make sure that I saw it, but the New York City 911 service, the EMS system, crashed on Monday time after time after time after time. You know, that's that nightmare where you think, well, what if I have to call 911? Because that's what you do. There's an emergency and you call 911. It's just drilled into your head. That's your first call that you're going to make. And operators say that they had to resort to using pens and paper when the new system had a couple of glitches. Went down for 30 minutes on Monday morning, and part of the system apparently is from the 1980s, and it's supposed to be upgraded in 2015. Oh, my. You can see why it might have crashed. So you have one part of the system that's now super, super upgraded, and one that's decades old. And one of the things that happened, because there was a 911 medical call that came, and this is the prime example, when they're saying they resorted to pen and paper, it had to be handwritten on a slip and handed to a dispatcher who was in the same room. Boom, they just had to hand the note to them. They logged about 100 calls during the first outage. And morning is when a lot of these things kind of happen. So how about that going down 7 times? And this integrated computer-assisted dispatch system, by the way, the acronym ICAD, it really is a CAD, cost $2 billion. $2 billion for a system that I'm sure they're ironing it out, but you got these glitches and it's down for a half hour here, a half hour there. Not good. Not when you're paying that kind of money. That people are hurrying and they're trying to get stuff written down and doing what they can. The good thing is, since they had the outages, the people were quick to jump on everything. They were quick to get it in there, and they didn't. There was no reports of somebody dying because you took too long, because they didn't get the call through, or any of that kind of stuff. So they dodged a bullet in a much different way. Let's put it that way. Quickly here at the top two, one of the big things that also grabbed a lot of attention was air traffic being shut down at LaGuardia Airport on Monday night. So in the morning you had the 911 problem. The night you had a plane's nose gear that collapsed after a landing. And this was a plane coming in from Nashville. And the Southwest flight was a Boeing 737, which most of their planes are. And what happened was it popped while the plane was taxiing on a runway close to 6 o'clock in the evening. The gear buckled and it forced the nose to the tarmac, and it veered off and rested in a grassy area halfway down the runway. So then people are getting out of the emergency, you know, they're doing the emergency chute thing and flying down the chutes. And the pilot, what they're saying is radio-wise, didn't report any problems. So this is what happens. The airport gets closed. They alert everybody. The police, the fire crews scramble out there in case there's some kind of a fire or anything that's happening with the plane so that they can get all the people out. And they closed the airport for well over an hour, which is one of their busiest times, and then, you know, opened it back up. But there were lots of departing flights that were canceled or delayed. There were people that were forced to rebook, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's nothing you can do there. Listen, you got to get the people off the plane. You got to investigate. You got to do what you got to do. But you had a lot of people that the only way off the plane was the emergency chute. And then there's people waiting at the airport for somebody to come in, and they're hearing the stories. You know how that is. You go to pick someone up. You know what time they're going to be there. You're circling round and round and round the airport. Sound familiar? You're in the cell phone lot, and then you start to get wind of an accident. Oh, and your heart just sinks to the floor because, you know, before they even say it, it's got to be them. It's got to be them. It's got to be them. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, Jimmy, he's right here. Hold on.
You might have recognized the voice. The voice of Dennis Farina. And unfortunately, Dennis Farina dies at the age of 69. He starred in a whole bunch of really great movies. The television thing he just did is Detective Joe Fontana on Law and Order, and he died in Scottsdale, Arizona. He had a blood clot in his lung. And, you know, what's interesting about Farina, and I don't know if many people realize this, I guess if you're up on actors and whatnot, especially character actors, is that this guy was a Chicago cop. He really was a cop. Back in the day, he was an unmistakable face as playing those roles. And it makes sense because, crazy enough, he was a cop on the beat. How about that? He walked all over the city of Chicago, knew it well. That was part of his territory. And you heard some stuff there. He did a great film called Get Shorty. He was in Saving Private Ryan. He was in Crime Story on the Tube and the Dick Wolf franchise I just mentioned. But it was just one of those, it was a sudden thing on Monday morning. He had, a blood clot in his lung. So, he leaves behind a family. He grew up in a very big family, grew up in a family of seven, and he leaves some people behind, too, as well, his own family. But he was in the middle of cutting a deal for another picture because he again was, they went to as far as a character kind of guy. So many of those, he got so many of the roles, I think because of the face he had and because of knowing the beat, knowing the gig, and he could pull it off. He was believable, let's say. So very Now, I like Law and Order. I watched a lot of Law and Order, and I think he was well cast in that position, for sure. All right, Kate, America Tonight. I promised that we would talk kind of in odds and ends a couple of different things, because I got some notes from you, not just about the royal family and not just about the usual when it comes to politics or the Southwest that landed or even George Zimmerman and the conversation that's going on around America, but the things that we've talked about in the last couple of shows, Detroit, what's going to happen? Detroit has certainly put up some red flags with other U.S. cities we're seeing that have also gone bankrupt, and Detroit is just so such a big city that, you know, you wonder who's going to go back to Detroit. I had a friend that lived in Detroit and couldn't get away from it, said, you know, the rearview mirror was the best place to see Motown, but it didn't used to be that way. And part of that is because the crippling of the manufacturing business, and especially when it comes to automobiles. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind, sister?
Well, the royal baby. I watched that whole thing. I was glued to my... Quit bashing the royals.
I love it. See, there you go. You know, it's like my mother was the smartest woman I've ever met in my life. And Izzy, she had a thing for the royal family, too. So what is it about you smart ladies? It's the story. It's what is it? There you go.
I was born in Britain, 2 blocks from Kensington Palace.
So I see that.
Yeah. I've been here a very, very long time. Very long time. But, nope, I'm so thrilled. I had hope for a princess. But it's going to be a future king. He is going to be a future king. But I'm thrilled for him. Absolutely. I think they're a wonderful couple. And I'm betting that they have at least maybe Albert or James in the name. You know, most of the royals have. Oh, by the way, a correction. Their names are not always after a monarch. They're after somebody with a gravitas or something like King Arthur is a very popular name among the royals because of all the chivalry and yada yada.
Yeah.
So, and both Charles and William have Arthur in their name. And they also
Albert's not a bad bet. No, that's a good one.
My first choice, actually, is Albert, but I don't think it will be, because I think William has it. It's Charles. God, I know it's Louis, Philip, Charles. God, I can't remember all their names, because there's 4 in every name, and one of the kings had 7 names. So
7 names? Oh,
well,
I should figure out. Yeah.
They were saints.
Oh,
3 of them were saints, but as a rule, they do have 4 Christian names, and then the last name, of course, will be Windsor, Mountbatten.
Oh, yeah. The other name.
Oh, I was just like jumping for joy. It's like, come on, Kate, it's 13 hours of labor already. I just could hardly stand it.
You cracked me up. So you saw the whole thing, the pomp and circumstance with the announcement, the whole thing. I love it.
I did. I wish I could have been there.
I wish I could have been there.
Oh, my God. I would have just been whooping it. Well, I have attended the Queen's birthday, Trooping the Color, twice.
Really?
Yes, I have. I have my photographs, too, on my hat, my chapeau, or my fascinator, whatever you want to call it, and my suit, my white gloves.
That's cool. How fun was that?
Oh, first time was in 1986, and the second time was 1990.
Wow. 1990?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time ago, huh?
It seems like it now. It didn't seem like it before. You're right. When you say the 90s, like, woo, the 90s, that was 1,000 years ago. Yeah, that's cool. Very nice. You know, you're so surprising, Izzy. There's always something you dump on us that we find out about you that's so interesting.
Well, I heard you talking about him, and I'm like, now back it up, Kate. Some of us.
All right.
You know, I'm a United States citizen, been here most of my life, but I do go back. I have not been back now for a while. I England has really changed, and it's not for the better.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about Zimmerman, but I just changed my mind. You have an advertiser called Renovation Tees. Have you heard their advertisement?
I have, yes.
Okay, I ordered three things from them. Now, I was here to say, hey, listen to your ads. You cost me too much money, or the show does. Well, I ordered two teas, the gunpowder green tea, and then one called Pure Earth. And then I ordered a little thing called sprinkles. It has watercress, sesame seed, hemp seed, and red lentil seed. And you grind them.
Mmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
The green tea, gunpowder green tea.
Well, oh no, all of it is good. I'm a heavy, heavy tea drinker. And I always have been. But the little sprinkles things that come with the berry seeds that are so healthy for you, grind them in a grinder like you do sea salt. And so I've decided to put some on some just water chestnuts and bake it. Because I love crispy water and it was so tasty. It's like, this would make a wonderful little hors d'oeuvre type thing. And it was delicious, and I can hardly wait to order some of their other teas. And they seem pricey, but when you get it, you should order at least one packet of something. The tea bags are quite large, and I was able to make, that says one tea bag per cup, and I was able to get three nice cups of tea out of one tea bag.
Wow.
Really large tea bags. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a very good, at least in my opinion, advertiser. I have one other question real quick. The pharmacist that comes on.
Yeah, Pharmacist Ben.
Yeah. Is that a live broadcast or is that pre-recorded?
Sometimes he does it live and sometimes he does something when he's on the road, he does it pre-recorded.
Oh, okay.
You want to call in when he's on, huh?
I do. I have a couple questions for him, but I could always email them to you.
Email me the questions in case.
Because I have a couple questions for him on his Evertol.
He really knows that his stuff, Pharmacist Ben. Send me the questions, Izzy, and I'll pass them on to him without a doubt. How about that? All right. And that tea sounds good, doesn't it? Renovation tea. The royal baby's name and assorted things that we're talking about here on ATN on the flip side.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Task over not being excited about the royal baby's name. I don't know. Am I being too cynical? Maybe this is the lighter fare and I should get into it. I don't know. I know this, that I did have people that sent me possibilities of names. Harry, John, Dick, Richard, Edward, George, Ted. And Izzy is right about the names, putting in all the family history names. For sure, they'll have those. So that wouldn't be a surprise. What if they wanted to break the trend and say, you know what, we're going to just name our kid Moses. Or we're going to name our kid, you know, whatever, Porsche. They just, Denali. We're going to name our kid Denali. Can you imagine the look on the royals' faces? I mean, because everything's about protocol. And these two seem like they follow the protocol anyway. But, actually, the trip to the United States, they endeared themselves to so many people by going to McDonald's and doing normal things that middle-class people in this country would do anyway. So maybe that's the reason why they're also being embraced by others outside of England. The front runners, because bookmakers are taking the odds on this, George and James, that's not a surprise. The odds of 6-4 and 11-4, that's how it goes there. There's so many King Georges, it seems that would be that wouldn't be the direction they would go. I like Izzy's thought that Albert might be the name that they pick. But the peculiar, if you want to call it that, British royal tradition of switching between names could be a little bit complicated. You know, it's like Prince Charles. He'll be known as King George when he ascends the throne. Like King George the VII, right? When he gets to the throne. So, and King George the VI was actually christened Albert. So, this is what happens. They have one name, and then once they take the throne, they take another name. And then the other thing is, if you look at, and of course there's famous things that have happened, history is unlikely to repeat itself here, but some of the potential rulers were knocked out of their place in line because of scandals. And I guess the most famous one is Edward, who married an American divorcee, Wallace Simpson, and then that was it. Boom, he was booted from the line. So Charles is 10-1, John 8-1, but that doesn't seem like, because Prince William's father being Charles, doubt it. That's not probably going to happen. So maybe George, who knows. They better name him soon so they can never run off their back anyway. Right. What's the long shot? It's funny that there is one booking place in England that has very long odds. You would win a whole bunch of money. If Elvis is the name that they take, it would be 500-1. Doubt Elvis is even in their mind. Very, very doubtful. So there is something to this whole naming thing, the tradition of that. All right, we're going to, as we often do here on America Tonight, take a very big turn in a different direction. So while the world is watching Kate giving birth and the boy and all that stuff, there are other things that are happening that are more than a little bit scary. And, of course, that's partly what's happening in the Middle East. Egypt continues to be plagued by protests and questions about the future and calming down the people who are gathering in the squares and waiting for what the next election will ultimately bring. And then you've got clashes and tear gassing and protests and sadly in Istanbul, because Turkey was one of those places where they weren't having problems, and now that's spread in the last couple of months to Turkey, too. So they've got unrest, and it's become now a big weekend sort of ritual, they say, in downtown Istanbul, that people will go there, and they will smash pots, and they will shoot off water cannons, will be shot at them, plastic pellets, and all kinds of things. And it's anti-government demonstrators. And one police officer and five demonstrators died in what's happened already since this started and kicked up a couple of months ago. No, actually back in May. And Turkey was absolutely one of those places where that was not happening. They weren't having those problems. And now they find themselves in the same situation where they're trying to figure out what to do with the crowds. They're trying to figure out what's happening. And the answer is that people are frustrated and they're protesting and they're criticizing the way of life, the people who are governing. And unfortunately, in these areas where they're not used to that and they're not used to the process of being questioned, we see that you've got the public going crazy. It's like the people in Egypt weren't going to just sit around. They decided they would go public. The Turkish people are doing the same thing. The prime minister is saying that the protests in Turkey are part of a bigger conspiracy aimed at trying to overthrow his democratically elected government. He thinks that this is all part of a ploy by maybe the Muslim Brotherhood, or saying one thing in one sentence and saying something in another, He accuses Western governments of having a double standard when it comes to democracy for refusing to call the Egyptian overthrow a coup. And so he's saying that this is now spread to them, and it's their fault. It's the fault of the West for leading people down the same path, which is ridiculous because free will, baby. And if they do that, it has nothing to do with anything, seeing certainly not in the United States anyway. That doesn't matter. It's propaganda is what it is. All of this is propaganda. The protests, or what the protests are against what's happening in Turkey with Islamic, the people who are trying to push the Islamic way of life in Turkey. There's some serious blowback. Even from the more moderate Muslims, they're fighting it, too. They're clashing. And now you got people in Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, and Iran right in the middle of that mix. And it's you got to have a scorecard, sadly, for what's happening. And intervention, what's our role in what's happening in that region? Right now the role is we're like, in one way, we're the gatekeeper, we're the ATM machine, we're the person that we're the country that they're leaning on like a person. And unfortunately, in the end, we're getting our pockets picked and everything else in between. So can you have these two, I'll say, ways of life exist together? It's an age-old question where you have the Muslim community and a much more, you know, secular group of people. Can they coexist peacefully, or is this what we see over and over and over and over again, and it's just different players? And is it that frustration that just continues to bubble up? Part of it has to be that the frustration over unemployment when it comes to people who are younger, because the unemployment is such a crazy number. I mean, an unbelievable number. You just say to yourself, boy, if you were living in that region, how in the world do these kids ever get a job? And the answer is that for the most part, unless they get incredible grades and they go to the United States or somewhere else for school, Oxford, even in England. Unless that happens, that can change their fate. Or if they have a family business that's radically successful and they end up in the family business. But it's not, in Turkey even, it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. I said we were going to talk about numbers, and we certainly will do that. One of my favorite segments that we do is We Can Count, and there's a lot of things that we can talk about, and We Can Count this time around, whether it's the newest polls and the numbers when it comes to presidential approval ratings and Congress's approval ratings, or whether we're talking about freak accidents and people catching their breath over this crazy roller coaster death in Texas. How many roller coaster deaths have there been? And stand your ground laws, will they hold up in some of the states that also have stand your ground? And who does have a stand your ground law like Florida, where they're not worried about Congress or pressure from the executive branch to tweak the law? Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For a long time now, of course, Iraq, and whether or not it's going to explode again, you know, that was my concern all the way through this as I've been doing America Tonight, you know, pretty much midway through that war and forward. And then what's happening in Afghanistan, of course, and Egypt, and what we're seeing in the possibility with Egypt. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Ted Spain joins us, and we've talked to him once before in the past. He was a terrific guest. And he knows very well Iraq. He was there in the invasion. He commanded the 18th Military Police. He wrote a book that was published in March. We had him on then, titled Breaking Iraq, The 10 Mistakes That Broke Iraq. And I'll tell you, he was caught there right in the middle of that storm. Colonel, thanks so much again for coming back on with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the opportunity.
So now we see what's happening in that country, and it seems as though we're like, I don't know, a bunch of ostriches and burying our heads in the sand. But it seems to me that the Iraqis are almost hell-bent on going after each other's throats. And, of course, we know the various religious factions that play a part in it. What do you see happening there, and how troubling is it to you?
Well, I think there's a lot of similarities actually between Iraq and Egypt and a lot of the other troubled areas over there. But specifically on Iraq, if you just look what's happened in the last couple of months, they've had about 600 people killed. And as you know, they're in the Ramadan season. There's been about 250 people killed just since Ramadan started. Now, that's near and dear to me. I lost two of my 13 soldiers were during Ramadan. And the intel back in 2003 said actually they were going to back off the attacks because of their religious beliefs. And, in fact, they did the exact opposite. They came very heavy after us. And they're doing that right now, even as we speak, in Iraq. and really troublesome over the weekend. If you saw that, they actually attacked Abu Ghraib prison. Of course, I'm the one that was responsible for opening that back in 2003, but they attacked the prison there, killed 29, and then attacked an army patrol over the weekend and killed a 26 up in Mosul. So the violence is back to the 2007-2008 levels, but I still believe the similarities in all of those countries is there's got to be a political solution. The Sunnis still do not feel that they're a legitimate part of the government in Iraq, and they're about to make the same mistake in Egypt by excluding the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, so you say it's political, that it, to fix this, it has to be through diplomatic channels?
Absolutely, ma'am. And that's hard for a retired military person to say. I mean, the military is just an element of power that the president has, regardless of who the president is. I testified up, or actually made a presentation in Washington, D.C. the end of April on this very subject here. The government brought me up there, met with a lot of government agencies, and they're trying to determine how they transition to get the military out of it and hand it over to the government and the non-government agencies, but also stand up a legitimate government. Look at the mess we're in Egypt, because that president that was removed by coup, we can call it what we want to call it, that was a military coup any way you look at it, he was a democratically elected president, certainly not the one that we wanted. So we really have a mess there in Egypt.
We're speaking with retired U.S. Army Colonel Ted Spain. And, Colonel, you know, I mentioned the book, and you talk about the mistakes that happened in Iraq. Are we seeing the same problems, and you sort of said this in the beginning, that are segging into Egypt? Have we learned anything from Iraq that could be applied in some way to the situation we're now seeing in Egypt?
Obviously I don't have inside information. I can only hope that we've learned a little something, because we don't have boots on the ground there in Egypt or Syria, because that's the next place that's going to blow up is there in Syria. And it seems to be we a little bit more careful before we send in the troops, because once you send the troops in, once we entered Iraq in March of 2003, there was no turning back. As I said in the book, that's where the title of the book, Breaking Iraq, we broke Iraq. And we didn't have a plan to put it back together. And at least now, since what I learned in D.C., what we have achieved in the last 10 years, we've now accepted the fact, which is exactly what I wrote about in the book, about how important the rule of law is in standing up a government. And we couldn't figure that out back in 2003. And that also helped fuel that insurgency that started back in 2003. So I would like to say that we are learning the lessons. We also, you hear a lot about the $1.3 billion that we give Egypt each year. Well, see, 10 years ago, that was about 7% of their economy. Now it's only 0.7%. So we really don't have a lot of leverage financially in Egypt like we used to have.
Yeah. In your opinion, is that money that we need to keep putting into it, as you just were describing, what it is now compared to what it was, or no?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how we're getting around this, but we actually have a U.S. law that says we got to cut off aid if there's any country that the head of the government was disposed by a military coup. Now, we've chosen to say that was not a military coup in Egypt. Okay, if that's what we want to call it. But that was a military coup. And another interesting point is Iraq is watching that. A lesson learned that Iraq's picking up by watching Egypt is they don't want to have a military that's so powerful. And that's where that money, that $1.3 billion for the whole time we supported Mubarak, that was going essentially towards that military. And they served us very well. I mean, look where Egypt is and look where Israel is and look what's going on now with Hezbollah. I mean, that is a mess over there, and I don't think putting troops on the ground is the right answer at this point. Hopefully we did learn that lesson from Iraq and Afghanistan, but I'm not sure. We don't do a very good job of learning our lessons.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, interesting news broke that kind of went under the wire. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs said today that he wants a security agreement with the Afghans signed by this fall, in fact, by October, to give NATO time to get ready for post-2014 for that presence in Afghanistan. And as you know, the Joint Chiefs chairman is General Martin Dempsey. And he told the reporters in Kabul that that agreement would give the United States and allies, you know, our allies, a year to do that for the post-military presence, as I just said, to make that transition, as you were talking about, a different transition, of course, on the Hill in April. And one of the quotes that was interesting is he said, militarily, I would like to understand the future more clearly through the bilateral security agreement sometime between now and October. Was this a smart move on his part?
Well, I talk a lot about, I work for General Dempsey in Iraq, and I think the world of him, but, you know, of course, he's at the highest level right now, and he's a military guy, but he's still got to play the politics. We all know that this is about the midterm elections coming up next year. In fact, I think about General Dempsey all the time and just wonder the dilemma that he is in right now, where he's got to support the politics of all of this, but he's still a military person at heart. And I just don't know of any military person that behind the scenes think that's a good idea to pull the troops out next year. But I understand the impact of the midterm elections. But look at what happened out of Iraq. We've been out of Iraq 18 months, and we're now back at violence levels that was back in 2007, 2008. I believe, unfortunately, the same thing will happen in Afghanistan once we pull the troops out of there.
Yeah. So somebody who was in the military and you saw, you know, war obviously firsthand, you were in the middle of chaos. When you put your head on the pillow at night, Colonel, what bothers you the most? Is there something that sticks with you? If there's something that's going to explode or something we should be worried about, what would it be to you?
You mean today or back 10 years ago?
No, I mean today.
Well, today I can tell you what I worry about every night is those soldiers. There's been over 4,500 soldiers that lost their lives just in Iraq. Another couple thousand there in Afghanistan. And I've attended two reunions, even since I talked to you last, and met with soldiers that are affected by life, some physically, some emotionally. Their lives will never be the same. And I'll tell you what I worry about every night when I put my head on the pillow is have those. And it's interesting now, I'm meeting them 10 years later. So I'm spending time, in some cases I'm meeting their wives, I'm meeting their husbands, I'm meeting their children, obviously none of which I saw on the streets of Baghdad. And they're 10 years older. They were 18 to 21, most of them. Now they're 28 to 31. And I have been absolutely amazed, astonished by how that war has affected these people, that they, and myself included. I have learned a lot about myself attending these reunions, and these are scars that we will carry the rest of our life. And the thing that I worry about is that this is all going to be in vain. And it's just absolutely terrible to use the military for political reasons, and I understand everything's politics. All wars are political. But then to send those soldiers home physically and mentally scarred, and then find out that, or believe, or come to a conclusion that it was all in vain. That's what I worry about every night.
Yeah. Colonel, thank you so much for sharing that. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Ted Spain, pick up his book. It's terrific, Breaking Iraq, The 10 Mistakes That Broke Iraq, published, of course, as we said, just this spring. It's really a good, good book. I read it. You'll love it. Pick it up. Thanks. Thanks. We appreciate it so much, Colonel.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.